The reason I wanted to put this call on here is notice every time I ask the guy a question, he asked me a question instead of responding to my question. The point is just always be persistent and give them their answer and then go back and ask them the same question again. He never wanted to tell me how much he could handle as far as a monthly payment. He just kept asking me how it worked. So check it out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Larry Goins, and I was returning your call. You had called about a house rent to own over in...
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you today?
Man, I am doing great. How did you hear about it?
We just seen it in the paper.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you'd ridden by and seen the sign or if you saw it from the ad in the paper.
No, sir. Just seen the ad in the paper. Where is the house located?
It's a 205 Oakland. Drive.
On Drive?
Uh-huh. Do you know where East Road is? East School Road?
No, sir, not really.
Okay. If you go down and
yes,
go south on past the school, when you get to the McDonald's, you're going to turn left in front of Food Line.
Yes, sir.
Go out there a little ways and then turn left. It takes you out by the school.
Yeah, I know where it's at now.
Just
yes,
past
sir.
That, you're going to turn right on Drive.
Yes, sir.
It's before you get to those apartments over there.
Uh-huh.
And it's down there on the left. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, double wide with about an acre, big fenced in yard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what exactly are you looking
for? That's about what I'm looking for. All I need is just to be just me and my wife and everything.
Uh-huh.
And
well, good. This place has been totally remodeled.
Uh-huh.
It's got vaulted ceiling, new carpet, new paint, the bathroom's been redone.
Yes,
we just
sir.
Spent a lot of money on fixing it up, and we do rent to own and owner finance programs.
Yes, sir.
About how much were you looking to be able to handle per month for something you would be buying instead of just renting?
What is the price on that one?
$69.9.
What's the monthly payments?
Well, that kind of depends on the program I can get you into.
Yes,
we have
sir.
A lot of different programs to help first-time home buyers with down payment and closing cost assistance and also rent-to-own and owner financing programs.
Uh-huh.
About
yes,
what do you feel like you can handle per month for something you would be buying instead of just renting?
How does that rent-to-own work?
Okay. The way rent-to-own works is if we can't get you qualified for a first-time home buyers program,
yes, sir.
We put you in the property under a lease option. Whereas
yes,
you put some money down for the option,
yes,
and then
sir.
You pay rent, and then we keep a paper trail and copies of your rent checks every month when they come in.
Yes,
and
sir.
After 12 months, if everything falls into place, we can get a loan to get the house over into your name.
Oh, okay.
Then
I didn't know
you quit paying rent.
Yes, sir.
So
that one done on Drive, what would be the price to say to getting that and rent to own?
How do you feel like your credit is?
Well, right now, me and my wife both has lost our good-paying jobs, and right now, the house that we're in, we're not actually, the payments is high. We actually ain't afford to, able to make them right now, and we're behind on those. So
and how much is that?
It's,
Right.
I'd like to just say get it rent to own, and I'd like to keep the payments, say, $450 to $500.
Okay. The least I can go on this one is normally $600, but I can probably go $575.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be pushing us again. So.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
The more you put down, the...
Day? No, not really. Not no days or anything.
Payments or whatever?
Yeah, we've got a little bit, but not much.
Mm-hmm. About where we can probably get you in, we're around...
Let's do one more thing.
Sure.
How about pets?
What kind of pets do you have?
I've got a dog that will be outside... You said it was fenced yard.
It is a fenced
yard.
Which
would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he stays outside all the time, and my wife's got a cat that stays in the house all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not a problem.
I mean, the cat's been declawed, neutered, and the kitten's never used anything but the cat box.
Right. Well, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, let me look at it, and I'll give you a holler back and see what we can do.
That sounds good. You want me to give you my direct office line?
Is this the number you called on my cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have a record of it.
And I'm an extension 304.
304,
uh-huh.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is a call with a rent-to-own prospect or a homeowner in training prospect, and I included this one because I want you to listen to how I'm always bumping them on the monthly amount they can afford and also on the down payment, and we're always looking for co-signers.
This is Larry Goins, and you had called about a house rent-to-own?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Tell me what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath, or a two-bedroom, one-bath, just something for a small family. Me and my girlfriend's fixing to get married, and we're looking for a house to move into.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
When is the big day?
We ain't set one yet. She just had a baby about 2 months ago.
Did she really?
And we're trying to set everything up and get everything ready, and we want to get moved in before we have the wedding.
So you're a new daddy, huh?
Yes, sir.
How's that feel?
Feels wonderful.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
Well, you got a little boy or a girl?
Little girl.
A little girl?
Yeah, and they couldn't find out what it was until we had her.
Really?
She never
had no idea?
Nope, didn't have no idea, and we just tried to find out. Never could.
You didn't know whether to buy pink or blue, did you?
I'm telling you, it's rough when you don't know.
It's tough to even be able to decorate the room and all that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is, man. My wife's pregnant right now.
Well, good luck.
She's due next week, and we know it's going to be a boy.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Hey, what kind of work do you do, Billy?
I'm a mechanic. Yes,
oh, okay. That's pretty good, man. I know who to call now when I need some work done.
Well, we do towing and all. If you get pulled over and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
Say you have an accident or something,
uh-huh.
You tell them, if you give them a name like
uh-huh.
It cuts your price. Like it'd regularly be $50 for a tow in on
uh-huh.
If they go on rotation. But if you say you want, that's owner's request, that's something like $35 instead of $50.
Man, that's sweet. I appreciate that info.
That saves you a little bit of money.
That's great. That's a good idea. I appreciate that.
All right.
So you're looking for a three-bedroom, two, or a two-in-one, just something to start out with, right?
Yeah. I'd like to have something it was a three-bedroom and either one, one-and-a-half, or two-bath. That way I could, you know, it'd be something I'd want to keep.
Sure. So you'd really rather have something rent-to-own or with some special financing than
yeah.
You would just straight rent, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, Billy. About how much are you looking to be able to handle per month for something you would be owning versus just renting?
Between 2 and 3, probably.
200 to 300?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you saw something you really like, could you handle 4 or 5?
Maybe 4, but I couldn't 5.
400?
Maybe.
Okay. And what would you probably have to work with as far as if you found the exact thing you were looking for and it was $400 a month and all you needed was an initial down payment to get you in the house?
Yes.
What would be the most amount you could handle probably in the next 30 days?
Next 30, probably about $1,000.
$1,000?
Yes.
Okay. If we needed to, could we get that up to $1,500, you think?
If I had to, probably, but not in 30 days.
Oh, really?
Because, I don't work but 3 days a week.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm running in circles trying to get everything else right.
Oh, I know what you mean. And she's not working now, I'm sure.
No, sir.
Because she's home with the baby.
Yes.
Is she going to be a stay-at-home mom?
Yeah, for about a year she is, just long until the baby can start talking.
Man, that's great. That's good, man. She'll be glad that she's able to stay home.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Right now, the only thing I have is I have a double wide down there on.
Yeah.
People are getting ready to move out. It needs a little bit of work. It's normally, $550 a month.
Uh-huh.
But I might could work with you and get it down to around $450 a month. It's a three bedroom, two bath with a vaulted ceiling and on about an acre of land with a fenced in yard. And it's right off of, you know where that is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it needs just some floor covering and maybe go in and paint the walls.
Okay, you're talking about turning right, and it's down there on the left.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what trailer you're talking about.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, how'd you know that?
I just know that area pretty good.
Oh, really?
Another man had a trailer for sale down there, and I went and looked at it.
I believe it's gray with black shutters. It's got a fenced-in yard. But the people are just moving out of it now. They can't handle it anymore, so they're moving out.
Mm-hmm.
They were on disability or something, got their check cut or something. I can't remember what he said. And he can't find a job, so he's moving in with some people.
Okay, you ain't got nothing a little bit cheaper than that?
No, I really don't right now. I really don't. But what I can do is I can hang on to your number, and if I get something, I can call you back.
Okay, will you do that for me?
Sure, I will. Let me give you one other house to go by and take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know where Road is?
Yes, sir.
You know, if you go down, you turn left on, you know where that is?
Uh-huh.
It's about the second or third house from the end on the left. It needs to have a little bit of work done, too, but I can probably work out something with you on the monthlies if you can go in and take it where I don't have to go in and do a lot of work to it initially. You know, because okay. It needs a carpet clean, and it needs probably interior paint, but that's something you can do while you're living there.
Yeah, about how much a month will it run?
Well, it'll be about the same, about $450. It's normally $550, but if you can do that, I can work with you. But I'm going to tell you, if you're looking to stay $200, $300, $400,
yeah.
Man, you're not going to find anything that's decent you're going to want to put your family in.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm sure you probably realize that.
Well, I'm going to have to find something a little bit cheap, because the way I'm working now.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit hard.
You got any other source of income or anybody that can help you out?
No, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's what's hurting.
If you're looking to buy, do you have, parents or in-laws that could help you qualify for a loan, maybe as a co-signer? And that way, if you can buy something low enough, you can get your payment down pretty low, and you'd be owning it versus, renting to own.
Okay. I could, but... I'm kind of looking for something a little more out in the country.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I ain't.
Well, good luck, and just let me know if I can help you with anything, okay?
Thanks so much.
Okay.
This is a call with a rent-to-own prospect that is already involved in another rent-to-own contract and talking about suing the current owner. So I would probably try to find someone more qualified to go in this house.
Hey, this is Larry Goins, and I was returning your call.
Mm-hmm.
You had called about an ad in the paper about a house rent to own.
Mm-hmm.
Great. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I didn't catch you at a bad time, did I?
Uh-uh.
Good, good. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
Something like at least probably 3 bedrooms.
3 bedrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And 1 or 2 baths?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for something in...
I mean, yeah. Okay. My husband works in...
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what about you?
I don't work right now.
Oh, okay.
I was doing for 6 years, and then, well, it shut down.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a premature baby, and
oh, wow.
He can't be put in daycare until he's over a year old.
Is he doing okay now?
Yeah, he finally got to come home from the hospital.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
How soon were you looking to move?
I'm really not for sure. I mean, we hadn't really thought about it. Probably as soon as possible, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Are you renting right now?
We're buying, but the guy is wanting to break out of the contract,
uh-huh.
Which we've talked to a couple of lawyers and stuff, because the contract does not read contract of lease of rent to own.
Uh-huh.
It says contract of lease to own on property,
uh-huh.
And it said, and it reads that he is selling the said property for $40,000 and all that,
uh-huh.
And payments are to be made to him starting like September of last year,
right.
All the way through April the 18th of 2014.
Right.
And everything, and it was signed by the seller, by me as the buyer, 3 witnesses plus the notary public, and filed with a booking page at the courthouse.
Right.
He can't break that contract. If he breaks that contract, he's going to have to buy it back from us. Plus, pay everything we done put into it, plus.
Right.
Because, well, I've talked to a lawyer, I've talked to people that sells property, plus I've talked to the notary public and everything. He's like, he says he can't do that. He said, that's a legal binding contract.
Yeah, sounds like it. So, let me ask you a question. You had called me about an ad in the paper about
mm-hmm.
rent to own.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you thinking about getting out of it yourself and moving somewhere else?
Well, if we do anything, we might still rent this out, because technically he can't, even if we rent it out, he can't do nothing, because
right.
It's our option, because we're buying it.
Right.
Because we even talked to lawyers and stuff about that, too.
Right.
And they said, if you rent it, it's your prerogative. He said, as long as he's getting his payments and everything to him, because you're buying it, he said, ain't nothing he can do.
Right. So are you looking for another property?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What exactly are you looking for? You said 3-bedroom, one or two baths?
Yeah.
And about how much would you feel comfortable paying on a monthly basis for something you'd be renting to own or buying as opposed to just renting?
Probably about 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you found something that you really liked, about how much would you have to work with as far as to put down on something?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to my husband.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Just a ballpark, what would you think?
I really wouldn't know, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. Would it be 400 or 500 or maybe probably a couple of thousand?
Probably right now, especially with what all. It would have been more, but
right,
because of with him and everything.
Right, I know. Well, listen, talk to him a little bit, and I can call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have anything?
I've got a couple of things,
uh-huh,
but I'm not sure that there's anything right in your range that you were looking for. 400 to 500.
Well, what do you have?
It's I've got a couple of houses.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them are 550.
Mm-hmm.
One is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, double wide with a fenced-in big yard.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to have some carpet and paint inside, but you know I could probably work with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the payment's going to be around 550 a month with
mm-hmm.
1500 down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And what's the other one you got?
About the same thing. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath,
mm-hmm.
ranch-style house.
Mm-hmm.
On
mm-hmm.
off of,
mm-hmm.
And it's $550 a month also with $1,500 down.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything up towards the short realm?
Right now, I sure don't. Mm-hmm. I may have something coming up.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know that's where he works. You know where the racetrack is?
Right.
He's about 5 minutes from there.
Oh, okay.
He's at the up there.
Oh, okay.
He works for.
Oh, okay. Good.
He's a.
That's good. That's a good job.
Yeah. Right after he was born, he got promoted to boss man of his own truck. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, if something comes up, I'll definitely give you a call.
Okay.
Hey, I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a really good rent-to-own call in that I qualified her down really good. I asked her a lot of questions. Actually, I asked questions that I knew the answer to. For example, would you rather be in the city or would you like to be out in the country by yourself with a big yard? And do you like brick houses? Knowing that this house is a brick house, and most people do like brick houses. The other thing is, when I found out her current landlord was in foreclosure, I got his name and the address of the property so I can look into that property and see if we can buy it. The other thing is, I actually met this lady out at the house a couple of days ago. She gave me $1,000. We filled out an application. It looks pretty good. And she's going to be paying $700 a month with an option to buy it for the next 12 months. She's also going to be doing all of her own work. She's going to paint the inside, put down new floor covering in the kitchen, and they're going to clean up the yard as well instead of having to pay $3,000 down for option. But I'm going to give them a $3,000 credit, although she's only going to put up $1,000 and do her own painting, so I don't have to do any work to this property. She never even mentioned about getting a better price on the monthly payment. The payment is $700. I hope you enjoy this call.
This is Larry Goins, and I was returning your call. You'd called about the ad in the paper or the sign you saw for the house rent to own?
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time, or do you have a
second? No.
Oh, okay, good. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for in a home.
Well, I'm looking for like a 3 or 4-bedroom.
Uh-huh.
With, maybe one or two baths.
Two couple of questions. Are you renting right now or are you living with somebody?
Rent.
And how come you're looking to move?
Well, this house, we're supposed to be buying it.
Oh, really?
And the man wasn't like paying the payments or whatever. And now they put it in foreclosure.
And, okay, so it's getting ready to be foreclosed on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm with you. That's sad. Then you don't have a place to stay, do you?
No, that's why we're looking for rent
now. I'm sorry. Who is it owns that house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long have you been there?
I've been there almost a year.
1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the address where you're living now? E?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how did you find out that the house was in foreclosure? Did they come post a notice on the door?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Did they tell you when the sale date was?
Not yet.
Really?
I think it was, I'm not sure when it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. But you've been paying $850 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Are you current on your payments?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Good. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the house that I do have, okay?
Uh-huh.
We have a house that's over at 235 Burr Road, and it's a four-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, brick ranch house with hardwood floors. It's out of the city. Would you rather be in the city or out by yourself some?
Probably not out by myself.
Really? This has a huge yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And like I say, it's a brick house. We've just gone in there and cleaned it up, and we do need to do a little bit of work to it, like interior paint and maybe the floor covering.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you feel like you can handle per month for something that you would be buying or renting to own instead of just renting?
Well, about seven to eight fifty.
What you're at now?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much is that?
That's what it is. It's seven. It's actually $675.
Okay.
How is that?
That's fine.
Now let me ask you a question. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
For a house that you would be renting to own or buying instead of just renting, what would you have to put down if you needed an initial investment?
Probably like a first month rent or something, and then like a deposit or something. I don't know.
Okay. About how much would you have to work with to put down?
Maybe a thousand.
Maybe a thousand?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is normally $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you a question. Is there anybody in your family that might be interested in maybe doing the painting on the house to get in for a little less down payment?
Probably.
Okay. So what you're saying is if you like the house and if I could get you qualified, instead of coming up with $3,000 down, you might be able to do $1,000 down.
Uh-huh.
And paint the house yourself to move in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Let me give you the address so you can ride by and take a look at it.
Hey, that's the only one you have?
That's the only one I have, and it's a brick house.
Okay.
Do you like brick houses?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay. Jot this down.
Okay.
It's 235 Road.
Okay.
And do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I know where it is. Okay.
There's a big yellow banner in the yard. It says special financing programs.
Okay.
Are you a first-time home buyer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. I think we can help you out. How soon were you looking to move?
Probably like the middle of October. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, when do you think you're going to ride by and take a look at this?
Probably tomorrow. I don't really have time.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I've got about 30 phone calls I need to return for people about this house.
Okay.
Does it sound like something you would have an interest in and don't want to miss?
Yeah.
Okay. You think you might be able to get out today to take a look at it?
I'd be at work early today, so I don't
know. Oh, really? What time do you have to be there?
I have to be there at least by 1:30.
By 1:30?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess just depending on what time you'd be able to get out of the house, you might be able to get by there today. I just don't want to see you go over there, be able to work something out, and then the house be gone.
Okay.
But let me give you my direct number.
Okay.
Okay, my number's 803. 831-00-56.
Okay.
And I'm at extension 304. And my name is Larry.
Okay. Okay.
If you get over there and take a look at it today, and you really like it, if I can get you approved, I might even be able to work you a little better price on the rent.
Okay.
Or on the payment.
Okay.
Instead of $675, I can probably get that down a little bit for you.
Oh, okay.
Would that be fair enough?
That'd be fine. That'd be fair.
Good. Okay, well, if you'll go by and take a look at it, and then just give me a call back, and let me know when you would like to go in and get an application going.
Okay.
All right?
All right, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is a call from a tenant buyer prospect that had called about a house that recently came vacant, and it has hardwood floors. It's a brick house, and I haven't gone in and fixed it up yet. I'd like to see who I'm going to get in a house before I go in and do the work, because sometimes I can get the people to do their own work in lieu of a larger down payment, and that saves me from having to do it. So listen to this call and see how at the end that I told her the down payment was normally twice as much, but I would work with her. If she wanted to go in and give me $2,500, I'd give her $5,000 in credit.
My husband and I are in need of a home.
You're looking for a house?
We're looking for a house, yes. We're leasing now, and she'll be on Spill Road. And we took a 3-month lease, hopeful that we could find some kind of home, and we have some credit problems, but I do teach. My husband is retired. He's looking for a job.
Oh, okay.
And we have a house in here that we have up for sale, but we have not sold it yet, so we have it rented out until we can sell, so that rent will pay the mortgage there.
Well, good.
But we do need a place to stay.
Let me ask you, about how many bedrooms and baths do you need?
We need at least 2 bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
We have a grandson that we have had that we are raising. He's 12 years old.
We've
had him since he was an infant. And we need, a room for him. So we really are looking at 3 rooms. I have office space.
Right.
And so if we had like a little family room or a little, small area, I could put a desk and some things there.
Exactly. Let me ask you a question about what do you feel comfortable as far as a monthly amount of payment for something that you would be renting to own instead of just straight rent?
Well, I think anywhere from $700 to $800 is not bad. We're paying $1,000 a month where we are now.
Wow.
And our mortgage went up in Pennsylvania last month because they included the taxes with that house.
Right.
So we're getting $1,000 from the people who are living in that house, but we're having to pay $500 ourselves.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question about if I could help you out and get you in a house rent to own because of your situation, and you like the house, about what would you have to put down as far as an initial investment?
Well, I would say we couldn't put in more than $2,000 down.
$2,000?
Right.
Oh, okay. If you really like the house, you think we could work with
$3,000?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to probably save up that amount from my job.
How long do you think it would take you to do that?
I would say approximately 2 months.
2 months?
Yes.
Maybe I could work with you and we could, I could work with you and meet you halfway and maybe we could do $2,500. You think you could do that probably in the next 30 days?
Yes.
Okay. Let me give you an address of a house to go by.
Okay.
Which, by the way, raising your grandson, would you rather be in the city or would you rather be out by yourself?
Well, I don't want to be country. The school I'm working in, I don't know how far. I'd prefer to be suburban.
Yeah, you don't want to be downtown, but you don't want to not be able to see the houses around, right?
Right, yes.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with
now,
you.
Now, grandson needs, he needs playmates.
Now, do you prefer a wood house or a brick house?
It would depend.
Mm-hmm.
I like brick, but we're in a wood house now. But
uh-huh.
The area we love is a beautiful area, but the rental payment is pretty expensive.
Right.
And we're doing our own utilities and our water bill and all of that.
Well, I have a house that is it's a 4-bedroom. Uh-huh. 1.5 bath, brick ranch house, uh-huh. and it's on a pretty good size lot, and it's out in the county. It's not in the city. Has hardwood floors.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you the address.
Okay.
It's 235 Road.
All right.
And what you do is you go 180 South.
180
South.
South.
And you're going to turn left. There's a little convenience store on the corner. You're going to turn left on. And you'll go out there about 1.5 miles and turn right on Road.
Okay.
And it has a banner on the front porch. It says special financing.
Okay.
It's a big yellow banner with black letters.
Okay.
And it has a toll-free number, but I want to give you my direct number and service.
Okay.
My direct line is 803-831-0056.
Okay, and that's 803.
Yes, ma'am. And my... And now you had mentioned that you are paying $1,000 a month now.
Yes, we are.
And you would like to keep your payment under $800.
If possible.
$800 or house here, it is $700 a month.
Okay.
$500 for the next 30 days.
Okay.
Now, is that fair enough?
Yes, that is fair enough. But let me ask you this: you have no other properties at all.
That's the only one that I have right now. As they go. I normally get $5,000 down,
uh-huh.
but what we could do is, if you would like, is I haven't gone in and done anything to the hardwood floors yet,
uh-huh.
or painted the interior, or put in a kitchen floor, as it needs new laminated floor.
Uh-huh.
If you would like, I can give you some credit towards your purchase price if you want to paint it and put down your floor. Does your husband do any work like that?
He's looking for work like that. When he was in, he worked for a realtor there.
So you could build some equity by doing some of that work yourself, mm-hmm. and I would give you some credit for it.
Okay.
And I could give you $5,000 credit toward the purchase price,
okay.
and you would only put $2,500 down if you'd like to take it like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing
okay.
it needs.
Okay, now are there homes around there? Is it...
Yeah, it's on a street, but it's not down in a subdivision or anything.
Uh-huh.
But there's houses around. There sure are. Within that house, you can see I think 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 or 7 houses.
So it's not country.
Right.
You don't want country.
Right. It's
country.
Not rural.
Okay.
It's not rural where you can't see the other houses around you.
Okay, because the area that we like is out toward. We'll take a look at it. But the area that we are, looking for is out toward the,
Right.
Road.
Right.
We like that area because we have a boat. We like to fish and we like the boat. The grandson does too.
Uh-huh.
So we are looking for something toward that area.
Right.
And it's not that far from where I teach.
Well, go out and take a look at this one and let me know what you think, okay?
Okay.
And I'll be glad to work with you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, we'll take a look. It's Saturday. Can we get in?
You take a look at the outside and the neighborhood, and then if you like it, you give me a call back, and I'll make sure you can get in, okay?
Okay, because we'd like to see. I don't get home from work until, kind of late, about 4:30 in the evenings. By the time I come in and help my grandson with his homework and cook dinner, it's kind of late, so Saturday morning
right.
would be really, anytime Saturday would be good for us to take
right.
a look at it, but we'd like to see the inside
well,
of
you go
it,
take a look at the outside, and if
okay.
you like the neighborhood and everything,
give you a call.
Give me a call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank
uh-huh.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is another tenant buyer call, and I want you to notice how I bumped her up on the payment. And I also created some urgency by telling her there were some other people going out to look at the property today.
Good, and yourself?
I am doing great. You had called me about the house on Road?
Yes.
Rent to own?
Right. I didn't know if that was the only one that was the one that was listed in the paper. I just didn't know if there was other ones that you had available, but I seen that one, but it didn't give any other information other than rental.
Have you seen the house yet?
No, I hadn't even had a chance to go down there. The way that we're working now is just crazy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, yes, I guess it should be. I'm tired, but...
I bet so. What kind of work do you do?
I work for a the manufacturing plant in...
Right. Oh, okay. Wow, this house is in...
Okay, I've passed by road on the way to work, so I'm sure I know where...
Supply is? You turn on Bird Road, and it's about a mile out there on the left. Let me ask you a question. What kind of house are you looking for?
Well, basically, I'm just looking to, for what I pay for rent now, and as long as I've been paying rent, I was just looking to buy a house now.
Oh, so okay. I understand. Now, how much are you paying in rent?
I pay $525 now.
$525. Yeah, for a little bit more than that, you could buy something, couldn't you?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, do you like brick houses?
Yes. I mean, I've seen some modulars that were gorgeous, too. I mean, I've looked at a ton of houses.
Right. Well, good. This is a four-bedroom brick ranch house, has 1.5 baths, has hardwood floors, and the lady had just recently moved out of it. She was going to do rent-to-own, but she had some changes in her personal situation, so she had to move out. But I haven't gone in and repainted the inside or put down a kitchen floor yet.
Okay.
I was kind of waiting to see who may have an interest in it, because sometimes people, in lieu of a down payment, they would like to build some equity by doing some of the work themselves, and that's why I haven't done that.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about your situation. What do you feel like you can handle per month for something you would be buying instead of just renting?
I was looking to hopefully stay within that range somewhere, like within the 500 and something range.
Like 500 to 600?
Right.
Okay.
Within that payment right there.
I'm with you. And how do you feel like your credit is?
right now, what I had did was kind of a long story, but we'll make it short here. I had an accident at work, so I was out of work for about 6 months, about a year and a half ago.
Right.
So a bunch of stuff had got delinquent.
Right.
So when I went to go apply for a loan where they said that, you know, I need to clear up some of these things on my credit, which I have done in the past 6 months, and now I have no credit score.
I'm with you.
That's what I was looking at.
Do you have some personal credit references we could use, like rent to own or buy here, pay here?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, my water bill and stuff like that, but I do have a buy here, pay here thing, and
are you current with them? You pay them on time?
Yes.
Okay. What about as far as, if you like this house out here in Roseboro, this four-bedroom brick ranch house with the hardwood floors, mm-hmm. if you like the house and would like me to help you get into it on a rent-to-own or first-time home buyers,
okay.
What would you have as far as an initial investment to put into the property to get into it?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure. I know I can borrow against my 401. I just don't know how much.
Right. And how much do you have in there? Just a ballpark.
I haven't checked to see in a while. I know it's been about 4 years. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. You probably have at least $4,000 or $5,000 in there, I would think,
at
4 years. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Probably so, at the very least.
Right,
yes.
Right. Okay, well, why don't you go by and take a look at the house?
Okay.
And the address is 235 Roseboro Road.
Okay.
And you have my office number. I'm at extension 304.
Okay.
And do you have any idea when you're going to go by and take a look at it?
I could probably, I just have to ride. It's not open or there's no one there that could.
Right.
Okay. I could probably ride by it this evening. I just got to pick my son up from football. He has a game today. I could probably ride by the house today.
Okay. Well, ride by and check it out, because I've had a lot of people that I've called. You know, I have some that are going by to take a look at it, so I wouldn't want to see you miss out.
Okay. Now, is that the only property that you have?
It's the only one I have right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I will definitely ride by there this evening.
Excellent. You just give me a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a great call with a tenant buyer, and I want you to pay attention to all the questions that I asked her. I asked all the right questions. I asked leading questions, questions I know the answer to, like, do you like hardwood floors? Would you rather have a brick house? Would you like to live in a house or an apartment? And also notice that she told me two times the highest amount she could pay is $600 per month, and immediately I bumped her up to $700. And also, instead of her putting $3,000 down, she only had $1,500, so I asked her if she would like to make $1,500 to do some of the work herself. So check this one out and listen to it several times. This is a real good call.
Hi, this is Larry Goins, and I was calling you back about the house rent to own over on Road.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Have you found something yet?
No, I still haven't found nothing yet.
You still looking for something?
Yeah, because I'm really trying to hurry up and move, like, next month because my lease is up on my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to stay another year because I had another child.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking for something bigger.
Oh, okay. About how big did you need?
Either three bedrooms.
Three or four?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That,
are you wanting to be in an apartment, or would you like to be in a house out to yourself?
I would like to be in a house.
Oh, really?
I'm in an apartment now, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you want to be in the city, or would you like to be kind of out by yourself?
Out by myself.
Oh, okay,
I just want a place that's, you know, nice, quiet area.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I got small kids.
Sure.
I got a four-year-old and a seven-month-old.
Oh, so a neighborhood maybe where there's some families with other kids and
yeah,
stuff.
And, you know, not a lot of trouble.
Sure. Would you rather have a wood house or a brick house?
A brick house.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me ask you this question, Charlene. About how much were you looking to invest per month for something that you could rent to own or buy instead of just straight rent?
Something that rent can own. I wouldn't pay no more than six.
No more than six?
Yeah, to rent to own. If it's going to be mine, I wouldn't pay no more than six.
Could you handle $700 if it was what you were looking for?
If it's what I'm looking for, I can handle it.
And you were buying it instead of just renting it?
Yeah, now if I was buying it and it's what I'm looking for,
uh-huh.
I can handle that.
Good. Okay. Do you like hardwood floors?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. How soon were you looking to move, Charlie?
Next month, I'm trying to move next month because my lease is up to 17.
Oh, okay,
but
good.
I'm trying.
So you still have some time?
Yeah, I still got some time.
Well, you plan ahead, don't you?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they're having to move this weekend.
Yeah, see, I got some time
because
my lease ain't up to the 17.
Well, now let me ask you this question. About how much would you have if we could work something out with you where you would be buying the property?
Mm-hmm.
About how much would you have to put down if it's something you really liked and all you needed was an initial investment?
How much I had to put down?
Right.
I really don't got a lot saved up.
Uh-huh.
It depends on how much you're talking about.
Just a ballpark. What do you think you would probably have by the 17th?
I should be able to have 12 by the 17th.
12,000?
Huh?
12,000 or 1,200?
1,200.
1,200?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think we might could, if it was really what you were looking for, do you think we could get to 1,500?
Yeah, I can get to 1,500.
Okay. All right. I tell you what. Let me give you an address of a house to go look at.
Okay, let me get my... Okay.
Okay, this house, the address is... Road.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a four-bedroom. This is a four-bedroom brick ranch house out to itself. It's not in the city. And it has hardwood floors
mm-hmm.
and a big yard for the kids to play in.
Okay.
Let me tell you how to get there, okay?
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to go south till you get down to Springs and turn left on two. Looks like you're going to Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're going to go out there about a mile or so till you get to... And you're going to turn right on...
Okay.
And it's down there about a mile on the left.
Okay.
And I want you to ride by and take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't get in it yet, okay?
Okay.
Now, the down payment is normally $3,000. But I haven't gone in and cleaned up the floors yet and put a kitchen floor in and painted the bedrooms yet. But if you want, is that something you would be interested in doing for to make $1,500?
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of $3,000, you could put down $1,500 and you could paint the bedrooms.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, go by there and take a look at it. Let me give you my direct line, okay?
Okay.
It's 803 831 0056.
Okay.
And I'm at extension 304.
Okay, then.
And just go by there and take a look at it. And I can work out something special for you, okay?
Okay, then.
And when do you think you'll go by and take a look?
I'll probably go by there today when I pick my son up at school.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That sounds good. Just give me a call back.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is another call with a tenant buyer that called about a house I have rent to own, and the reason I included this one is I wanted you to hear how I created urgency and had him go out to take a look at it today instead of waiting till tomorrow. And a couple other things, like I bumped him up on the down payment and bumped him up on the rent amount, and also told him the amount that he had was half as much as normally required, but I would give him credit for the other amount if he would do the painting and put down the kitchen floor.
Hello, may I speak with you, please?
He's not in. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Larry Goins. I was returning a call. He had called about a house on the road, rent to own.
How are you? Rent to own. I'm doing fine. I'm his fiance.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
When's the big day?
We ain't set a date yet.
Well, that's okay. You're halfway there, right?
Yes.
There you go. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
I don't even know what he, I didn't know he called.
Rent to own with owner finance.
We're mobile home.
Do you really?
We were looking for something else.
How much are you paying now?
$380 a month.
$380?
Yeah.
What could you handle per month for something that you would be buying instead of just renting?
With his income, about maybe $550.
Okay. Do you think you could handle $600 if it's something
that'd
like?
Be good. Yes.
Okay. And I do have a house that's $2,500 down and $600 a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a four-bedroom brick ranch house just outside.
Mm-hmm.
It has hardwood floors, and the people had just moved out recently, so we're in the process of cleaning it up, getting it ready for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a pen handy? I'm going to give you his number at his shop.
Okay.
And you can talk to him more. He can tell you more.
Okay. You want me to give you the address, too?
Yeah, just give all the information to him.
I sure will. What's his number?
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
I'll give him a call. And what is your name? Okay. I will give him a call then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak with, please?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Larry Goins.
How you doing, Mr. Goins?
Man, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Larry.
Good. I just got your number here.
Okay.
And she told me to give you a call about, you had called about a four-bedroom house, rent to own.
Yeah.
What exactly are you looking for, Kevin?
When you speaking in four bedrooms, that's right up my alley.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How many's in your family?
It'll be three of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Got room to grow.
Room to grow, definitely.
I hear you.
A peaceful atmosphere, definitely.
Looking for something to rent or rent to own that you can get some ownership in?
Ownership. I'm looking for ownership.
Is that right?
Too long. I'm looking for ownership.
I hear you. I can work with you on that.
Yeah.
How much do you feel like you can handle per month for something you'd be buying and not just renting?
I'll go 500.
500?
Yeah.
How do you feel about six?
I feel good.
You feel good about six?
What's the square footage?
It's about 1,200.
Okay. How many acres? How many land?
It's about an acre. It's a huge yard.
right.
You know, most yards you see around, they're like a quarter of an acre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's a pretty decent yard, but this is a good-sized yard.
Oh, man.
And it's not in the city. It's out a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of out to yourself.
All right, great.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
I hear you.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question, Kevin.
Sure.
For something that you like that you would be getting an ownership in or you would be doing a rent-to-own, how much would you have to work with as far as an initial investment to get you in the house?
$1,300.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we could get it up to three?
$1,600. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying $2,500.
Hmm.
You think we could get it up to $2,500?
What's my radius? What's my time radius to get it there?
Whenever you want to move in.
I'm feeling good with it.
You feeling good with it?
Yeah, it's a goal.
All right.
It can be achieved.
Do what?
It can be achieved.
Okay. Man, I like your attitude. It's a goal. You're a goal setter, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a positive thinker, aren't you?
Yes, I own my own business. I've been on this.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What kind of business you own?
I own.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, I'm right here in Lauderdale. I've been here 3 years, right here.
Wow. I just sold a house a couple months ago.
Oh, man.
Street.
Yeah.
Over on Street.
Yeah.
Right across from the school.
Yeah, that's Street.
Yeah.
Who you sell to?
A guy named, that's who bought it. I think so, yeah.
Son of a gun. Look, white house down there.
No, this was a brick house.
It was a brick house. Repo.
This is a brick house. It was a foreclosure. We bought it.
Foreclosure pending,
and an investor got it and sold it to him.
Sure.
Had a full basement.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got a house pretty similar to that, except without a basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty similar to that house.
Okay.
And it's a brick ranch house, 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath. And and it's going to be $600 a month and $2,500 down.
Location.
I'm gonna give you the address.
All right.
It's Road.
Where's that at?
You know where you go. You go down.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna turn left there on.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is? You turn left on 6. Go out there to where.
Okay.
Right across from. You're gonna turn right. You're gonna turn right. Road, and you're going to go down there about a mile, and there's a brick house sitting on the left.
All right.
Sitting up off the road. Got the driveway on the left. Got big tree in the front yard.
Oh, man.
Huge backyard.
Oh, man.
And it's got a little front porch on it.
Oh, man.
And then got a side door, a little utility room in the back.
It's got a basement?
No, it doesn't have a basement.
That's a big house, 4-bedroom.
It is 4-bedroom. Has hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you the situation we're at the house, or the status, I should say.
All right.
We're getting ready to fix this house up for the next person.
Okay.
And normally it's $5,000 to put down,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to work with us and maybe paint the inside,
mm-hmm.
maybe put down a kitchen floor,
mm-hmm.
we get it down to $2,500, maybe even down to $2,000 for you.
Let me go out there and look at what I'm looking at, man.
All right.
Because, I mean, I'm interested as far as carpenters and things like that.
Well, now I've got about 30 messages I've got to return the phone calls of.
Okay.
So when do you think you're probably going out?
If it's 4 o'clock now, I'm probably going to do first thing in the morning. I think that'd
okay.
be my best route.
Because I got about 34 more phone calls I got to return, and I hadn't been able to get in touch with a whole lot of people and won't be able to until this evening.
Yes, sir.
So if you can get a jump on them, you know, you might beat somebody to it.
Okay.
Because the house is not going to last.
No, not
I can
for
tell
that.
You that.
Not for that down. And what you're saying, it's not going to last at all.
And it has hardwood floors.
Oh, man. What year is it?
I think it was built in the 60s. 60s or 70s.
Oh, the
It's not too home. Old. It's not like a real old historic or mill house or nothing. We're talking about a brick house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like built in the 60s or 70s.
Solid foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all you can do is add on to it and build equity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's all it is.
Absolutely.
Go in and get in there a good year and set up for refinancing.
Exactly.
Man. That's the whole catch.
That's got a well, but it's also on county water.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah. So you be in good shape.
Let me get a step on it because it's another one. God, so you guys buy foreclosure homes?
We do, but what we do is we have special programs, mm-hmm. and we end up working with a lot of the banks and the realtors to pick up these houses and get them fixed up and put first-time home buyers in them.
Okay, how about...
Help people become homeowners.
Okay, how about mobile homes?
Do we do mobile homes?
Yeah.
No. Are you living in a mobile home now?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You don't want a mobile home, do you?
Uh-uh. Because
they go down in value. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
I've only saw one that caught my eye, and it was in
of all
clubs.
The different kind of houses, what's the most stable, the most increase in value, and hold their value type house?
Brick.
Absolutely.
Brick.
You better go out and look at that today.
I'm going to ease on out that way, man.
All right. Let me give you my direct number.
Okay.
It's 803-831-00056. And that's 803 area code.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at extension 304.
Okay. 831-00056, 334.
At 304.
304.
Extension 304.
Okay.
And you call me back and let me know.
Okay.
Because I got some more people I got to give a call about.
I greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Please give me a call
what
and
is
let
the,
me know if you want
what's
it.
What's the total price in the home?
$69.9.
Oh, man, that's still not bad.
Oh, it's a, what do you mean?
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm in motion, Larry.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.